Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon again to my radio audience. This evening, this afternoon, it's past noon. It's like 3 o'clock where I am. So I would like to say Shabbat Shalom today, because today is the Sabbath. And I can only say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, because again, there's no peace in this earth, and I can absolutely cannot say that. So I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that's due to his holy name today. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for his heavenly... One moment. For his heavenly host today. For the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, the Mashiach in the Hebrew, and the heavenly host, the holy angels. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba. Title of this broadcast today is God's Law versus the Law of the Land. 8 weeks teaching, or 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 10. Audio number 10. Again, this is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elishaba. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. I am in English. We're going to have a wonderful, great, outstanding, divine broadcast today. Prophetic, as always, prophetic broadcast today. I would like to thank all my listeners that have been going back listening to me on this platform. It's truly a blessing to see somebody is listening, or somebody is trying to understand what the prophet of the God of Israel is coming forth with in this last final evil hour that we have, or that we are living in on this earth. Before we go into our lesson today for our Sabbath Shabbat lesson today, I would like to sing a song to the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit today for all that they have done for me. All that they have done for me throughout my life. I cannot count it all, what they have done for me. But I just want to sing a song to their glory, to their honor, and to their praise. The daddy and the mama, husband and wife, Holy Spirit and the Father. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I feel like praising him. I feel like giving a higher the praise. I feel like giving a higher praise. He brought me out of darkness into the great light. I feel like giving a higher praise. I feel like lifting up my God. I feel like lifting up my God, yeah. Brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I feel like lifting up my God. I feel like giving him all the glory. I feel like giving my glory. Oh, yeah. He brought me out of darkness and started me on my way. I feel like giving all the glory. It is the Sabbath day for higher. It is the Sabbath day for higher. It is the Sabbath day for higher. I feel like lifting up my God. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. I feel like giving him the praise. I would like to thank the Heavenly Host once again for my life. Let's go right into our lesson today. Let's go right into our lesson. We're going to pick it up right where we left off last week. Last week. Let me give you the title again to this broadcast. God law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 10. Audio number 10. Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, like I always been your host for the last 2 years on this platform. Elisha Ba, call in number 661-244-9831. For anybody would like to call in to give me their opinion, whatever it is that you need to say today. Before we go into where we left off at, we left off at last Saturday. I was here last Saturday, and I told you people, I'm not going to quit. I'm not a quitter. I am not a quitter. You are not talking to a woman that believes in quitting. I've never been a quitter. All my life, I've been a person that believe in doing whatever I feel in my heart to do and in my mind to do. I must put it in effect. I told you for the last 3 weeks that we have been here on this divine platform teaching you about the 613 laws of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Mitzvot in the Torah. I told you that I'm never going to quit until I finish what the God of Israel want me to do. I must establish, let me say it again to you Hebrews and you Gentiles, I must establish his law in the earth. I must. Prophetically speaking to you, the reason I need to do that and the reason I got to do that is because when you people stand before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, you will not have a leg and a stand on. Guess why? Because he have preserved me for this day. He have preserved me for this time. He have preserved me for this. I went through living hell. Let me say it again. I went through living hell to get where I am today. So you won't have a leg to stand on when you stand before him, or when the Mashiach, the Son of God in the Hebrew. You people won't have a leg to stand on. Why? Because the law is being established in his earth by his prophet. So I'm warning you people. I'm warning you people, you Hebrew Israelites, the ones that know you Hebrews and the ones that don't know you Hebrews, and also you Gentiles. And you Christians and you Muslims and you Hindus and you Buddhas and you witches and you warlocks and all you Satanists, all you people, all of you people. So the law must be established that it is good and that it's holy and that it's true and that it is righteousness. Let's go and pick it up. This is our third week. Next week will be our fourth week. I told you that I'm going to try to get through 613 laws in 8 weeks. I'm going to try. But if not, we might add another 8 weeks. Whatever it takes for me to do what the God of Israel need me to do right now. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off last Saturday. Employees, servants, and slaves. That's what we will be teaching you today. That's what I will be showing you today. That section of the 613 laws, we will go through together on this platform. I didn't come here to play with you. I didn't come here to hold you up. I come here to give you truth, divine truth, because that's what you people need so very bad, the prophetic. Let me say it again. The prophetic is real, divine, holy truth. Not that stuff you get in your Hebrew Israelite churches, your ministries, your Christian churches and your synagogues and all your religious institutions. Not what you get in there. That's not truth. That's not wisdom. That's not knowledge. That's not understanding. That is a doctrine that has been set up by the law of the land. Religion is what you call it. Let me go. Employees. So we're going to be talking today about employees. in the Bible. See, you think the law is just all about, you know, ceremonies and you can't eat this cow and you can't eat this gold and, you know, planting fruit trees and the children of Israel having their own, you know, food and trees. No, it's not all about that. The law is about everything that pertains to this life. And that's what you people don't know. The law is about everything that pertains to the life that we are in, that we are living. The God he is, he's such a perfect and a righteous and a true and wonderful and wise God that he wrote a law for the children of Israel and whoever else want him to be their God. But he wrote it for his 12 tribes of Israel. Because when he created Adam, our father and Eve, they was Hebrews too, black people. Ain't no Hebrews white. No Hebrew is white. They are all black people. And I'm not saying Negroes. I'm not saying that. That's just one tribe, Judah. You got 12, you got 11 more tribes that's all black too. But they are not considered as Negroes. They call them something else, like Mexicans and all other kind of stuff. So he wrote that for his people. Employees, the way that this system or this world have set up the people that work and punch clocks, 9-to-5 jobs, it's actually in the Bible the way that they supposed to treat somebody that work for them. And it's also talking about employees, servants. It's a way that you need to treat your servants. Children of Israel had servants. Yes, Abraham had servants. Isaac had servants. Jacob had servants. Solomon had servants. David had servants. All the kings of Israel or Jerusalem had servants. Yes. Yes, people. And we're going to be talking about slaves. This part of the section of the law is dealing with employees, servants, and slaves. And guess what? You people that live in this earth, y'all are employees. I mean, employees, you are servants, and you are slaves. And I know you don't want to believe you're a slave. Anytime you let somebody else rule you and dictate to you and tell you what you can do and what you can't do and where you can go and where you can't go, talking about the law of the land right now, you would be considered as slaves. Anytime you go punch a clock in a corporation, when somebody tell you that you got to be here a certain time and you got to work here this length of hours, you are a employer. Employees. So let's go into it. Let's pick it up right here at law number 184 for employees, servants, and slaves. It says here, and we also have some scriptures in the Bible that I'm going to read and go through with you to father give you understanding and wisdom and knowledge to what the God of Israel wants you to know today. Number 184. Not to delay payment of a hired man's wages. Let me read it again to you people. Not to delay payment of a hired man's wages. Leviticus 19:13. That's why the law of the land, the people that they rule this earth, the people that set up your system, whether it be religion, whether it be labor, workforce system, education system, whatever it is that's set up in this earth, the God of Israel don't have nothing to do with it at all. At all. And that's why he made laws in the Bible to show you Israel, Hebrews, to show you that you don't have no business doing the things that you are doing. And that's why I say you are a slave. And that's why I say you are a servant. Why? Because instead of serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, you people are serving man and the law of this land and their system. Absolutely you are. Absolutely you are. And you got your children serving it. You done served it for 50, 60, 70 years of your life. Now you got your children going into the same thing that you went into all your life that didn't get you nowhere. Let me say it again, loud and clear. That didn't get you nowhere. Yeah, you got 2 certificates to be a doctor or a nurse or whatever you is, but where did it get you? A 9-to-5 punching clock, working in a corporation job, slave, servant of man. Wow, people. Isn't that deep? Yeah. It's real deep. Deeper than deep can go. So let's go to the Bible verse for law number 184, not to delay payment of a hired man's wages. Let's get it. Leviticus 19:36. Come on, people. Leviticus 19:36. I'm on the radio. I'll call you later, son. Okay. Yes. Leviticus 19:36. Let's get it, people. Let's get it. Law number 184 in the Torah, the Hebrew scrolls. Leviticus 19:13. It says, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Who is the God of Israel talking to that you don't need to defraud? This was given to the children of Israel when they left out of the wilderness. I'm sorry, when they left out of Egypt, going to the wilderness or in the wilderness. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor Israel, neither rob him the wages of him that is hired. Shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. So the God of Israel told the children of Israel, when you hire somebody to work for you, you cannot defraud your brother and your sister, your Hebrew brother and sister, which is your neighbor, or even a Gentile. It's laws in the Bible for Gentiles, and it's laws in the Bible for Israelites. But right now, I'm just going to deal with the Hebrews. So he told them, when you hire somebody to work for you, let me show you how wicked this system is in this earth, the law of the land. See, y'all people think y'all really doing something. Because you say you got a good job and you're a nurse and you're a lawyer and you're a psychologist and you're going to school to be a psychiatrist. And y'all people really think y'all are doing something. When you're doing absolutely nothing. You're not doing what the God of Israel told you to do. You're not keeping the law. You're not keeping the law, Hebrews, Hebrew Israelites, G-O-C-C, P-I-P, and all the rest of y'all. You're not keeping the law. And the Christian church, they believe the law already done away and dead, and it's no good, and they ain't never got to keep it. They ain't never got to do it. All they got to do is believe in Jesus. But Leviticus 19:12 for law number 184, not to default, not to delay payments of a hired servant. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him the wages of him that is hired. Do y'all people understand? Shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. This is up on the law. When the children of Israel hired somebody to work for them, they had to pay them right then and there. Right then and there. After the people get through doing their work, they had to pay them. Because right here under the law, they was not allowed to hold their brother or their neighbor wages until the morning. Until the morning. It's against the God of Israel to do that. Only if someone agree with you that you hire. It's another scripture up under the law. Say if someone agree with you that it's okay. Because you know right now I got somebody working for me. And I'm just going to use me as an example. I have to take my time, people, because I got to teach you, edify you, and I have to glorify the God of Israel. So I must take my time. I have someone working for me right now, helping me on my farm, on my land that I have. And I asked them because I know this. Precept and the law, what it say about when you hire somebody to work for you, how you cannot hold their money to the next day. So I asked him, do you want me to give your money to you now, or do you want me to keep it for you until Saturday? And you know what he said? He said, I'll just wait till Saturday for you to give it to me. Why? Because he is so accustomed to somebody keeping his money to Friday or to Saturday to pay him. He's been programmed by the law of this land that it's okay for you to let people treat you like that. And it's not okay with the God of Israel. So he agreed that he would rather wait to Saturday to get his money. I said, okay, long as that's what you agree. So the God of Israel won't be judging me for not doing the right thing towards you, brother. And you cannot rob your neighbor. Your neighbor is the 12 tribes of Israel. Your brothers and sisters are the Hebrew nation. That's who we're dealing with right here in the wilderness up under the law. You cannot rob them of his wage. You got to give him whatever was agreed to give them, and you have to treat him fair, or you have to treat her fair. But the law of this world, the law of this land is robbing people every day. Every day. When you go punch that clock, number one, the Gentiles, that's who it is. The Gentiles is the one that set up the law of the land. The Gentiles. Anybody that's not a Jew is a Gentile. Anybody that's not a Hebrew is a Gentile. I'm a Hebrew, so I'm not a Gentile. So the law of the land versus the law of God. So they set it up. Oh, yeah, you got to come to work at 9 o'clock. You're going to punch the clock and you're going to get paid Friday. You got to work all week. Come on, people. Let me help y'all with what's going on in this earth. You got to work all week, 9 to 5. Don't got no food in your house. I'm just testifying to what I know in my life and what I've been through. If you want to act and pretend like your life been glorious and you ain't never been hungry and you ain't never went through nothing, well, you telling a lie. So you got to work all them hours, 9 to 5, 5 days, 6 days a week, even on Saturday, the Sabbath. They make it mandatory that you got to work. Then they turn around when you get your little paycheck on Friday. They rob you of your wages. When the God of Israel said right here in Leviticus 19:13, not to rob your neighbor. So guess what? The Gentiles is the one that set up the law of the land. We will be considered as their neighbors because we are Hebrews. We are Hebrews. So we are their neighbor. And the Bible say not to rob your neighbor. So you work all week and then they take taxes out of your check. By the time you look at your check, they say you gross $350. But when you, by the time you get, they take all the taxes and the union money out and the insurance money out and all kind of monies they take out. You got $250 left for 8 hours of work. 7 days a week. I mean, 6 days a week. Usually you don't have to work on Sunday. 6 days a week. Yes, people. Yes. So you want to keep on following the law of the land? Is that what you want to do? You want to continue to be their servant? You want to continue to be their slave? Is that what you want? When the God of Israel is totally, totally, totally against this system and the way that they have set it up, it's all about a job. It's all about a job. When the God of Israel never told you to work for no Gentile. Hebrews, let me say it loud and clear again. The God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, he ain't never told you to work for no Gentile. And they play on that. The people that rule this earth, that's in charge, they play on that. They play on you not knowing the law. They play on you not knowing what the Bible say. They play on you not knowing what the God of Israel told you to do. They play on that. And that's why they tell you people the law is done away with. So they can bring forth all of their madness and sickness in this earth. Yes, everybody's sick. Everybody mad. Everybody crazy right now. Because you think you're doing something that God approve of. Working and having a job and having a career, they call it. And he's totally against it. Number one, he's against it because he ain't never told you to work for no man. What scripture is that? I need somebody to get it. Number two, right here in Leviticus 19:13, he told you not to let, not you cannot hold your brothers and sisters' wages or your neighbor until the next day. So you are wrong all together. Why would you want to, people? Why would you want to do something that the God of Israel is against? When you say, God is your father, I love God, I'm with God. Next law. Law number 185 for employees, servants, and slaves. Yes, you are a slave. Anytime you got to wait on a man, a white man, a Chinese man, an African man. To give you some money that you don't work hard to have all week long. You are a slave. Believe what I tell you, people. You are a slave. Law number 185. And you training your children how to be slaves. That's what you doing. You training your children how to be slaves and servants of man and servants of this beast system, the law of the land that they have set up. One moment, people. Law number 185, that the hired labor should be permitted to eat of the produce he is reaping. Deuteronomy 23:25-26. Let's go to that. Law number 185, that the hired labor shall be permitted to eat of the produce he is reaping. Deuteronomy 23:25. When thou comest into the standing corn, Hebrews. No, I hear y'all talking right now. Oh, that's old time stuff. Oh, that stuff happened in ancient times. I can hear y'all rebellious, stubborn, stiff-necked people talking. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Oh, what that sister talking about, man? That stuff she talking about, ain't nobody up under that old-fashioned stuff. And that's why you got COVID-19 and all kind of plagues and sickness and disease and death and destruction in the earth. Why? Because y'all people refuse to keep the law. You refuse to keep the law, the whole law, not partially keeping a dietary. I know what you Hebrew Israelites, dietary and the ceremony. No. You ain't got no business working for nobody. but the God of Israel. How is it that you say you serving the God of Israel and you know the truth and you into the truth when you are breaking Leviticus 19, letting somebody rob you of your wages, letting somebody hold your money for a whole week till you get it? And you say you into the truth. You are a fool. That's what you are. You are a fool, people. And the people that set up this law, they know y'all people are fools. So let me go to the next law, like I said. Deuteronomy 23:25. So you can shut up talking to me, the prophet of the God of Israel, telling me, yeah, that's old time. No, it's for this time. It's for this day. It's for this hour. He didn't write a law and say, oh, it's just for the children of Israel back in ancient times. He didn't say that. He said it is a perpetual covenant. It's an everlasting law. It's an everlasting statute. No one can break it, and no one can stop it. It's everlasting. Throughout all eternity, the law stands today. The law of the God of Israel, Ahiah, stands today. Deuteronomy 23:25, for law number 186. When thou comes into standing corn, Hebrews, of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thy hand, but thou should not move a sickle unto thy neighbor's standing corn. You're not allowed, it says here, anybody that work in a cornfield, anybody that work in a bean field, you are allowed to eat of the produce he is reaping. How many people got jobs under the law of the land? And they work in fields, harvesting fields for the Gentiles. When you're supposed to be harvesting your own field for your own selves so you can have some food. So you can have some food. How many working those fields hungry, got to wait till Friday to get their check? They ain't got no food in their house. Their refrigerator is empty. 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 Up under the law, when you harvest a field, it says you are allowed to eat the produce. But the Gentiles that you work for, say, Satan agents in this earth, not all Gentiles are Satan's agents, but I'm talking about the people that set up the law of the land right now. They won't allow you to eat a corn that fall to the ground. Wild people. And you want to keep working for these wicked, evil people. And you got to go home and go, and your kids hungry. They ain't got no food at home. when you get through the door, Mama, Daddy, what you got? I'm hungry. Baby, I ain't got nothing. We ain't going to get no food till Friday till I get my check. I can hear my mama saying that to me so many days that I was hungry. Why? Because the people that she was working for held her wages until Friday, when it's against the God of Israel to do that. And it's against the God of Israel to have somebody to harvest your field and they not allowed to eat the corn. My mom and them picked cotton back in slavery day. We still in slavery. It's just another form of slavery. She picked cotton back then. They wasn't allowed to eat the cotton or to harvest the cow, the cotton. They had to give it to Massa. Massa took it and did what he wanted to do. And they went home hungry, broke, poor, cried, nothing. Next law. Law number 186. That the hired labor should not take more than he can eat. Deuteronomy 23:25. Law number 187, that a hired labor should not eat produce that is not being harvested. One moment, people. One moment. Let me get my Bible here and look up something real quick here. Deuteronomy 23. One moment. Deuteronomy 23. It says, people, 26. No, that's not right there. Let's go to the next law. Law number 188. To pay wages to the hired men at the due time. Deuteronomy 24:15. Let's get that law. This is a generational thing, people. This is a generational thing. From one generation to the next. Yes, you have taught your children how to be good slaves, just like you've been a good slave all your life. Working and laboring and getting your education and doing whatever the Lord is land have set up for you to do. You training your children the exact same way. I did it to my son. Finish school, boy. When you finish school, boy, you're going to go get you a good job. Really, what I was telling my son, he's going to go be a good slave. And he's going to go be a good fool. And he's going to give the oppressors, the masters of this earth, all his strength, all his time, all his energy. That's what I was telling my son. Go to school, get an education. Get a good job when you get out of college, get out of school, go to college. I was teaching my son how to be a fool. That's what I was doing. Because my mama taught me how to be a fool for the people that set up the law of this land. So it says here, Deuteronomy 24:14, for law number 188. The paid wages of the hired man in due time. Verse 15. Let me read it at verse 14. Deuteronomy 24. Thou shalt not oppress an hired servant. Is they not doing that? Hebrews to you? Is they not doing that, Gentiles to you? Absolutely, they are. Absolutely, you are being oppressed as a hired servant. We on the servant part now. You are being oppressed by your slave masters, Pharaoh, and all the rest of them. I can hear y'all talking, well, how am I being oppressed? You are being oppressed because you're not getting nowhere. Your children not getting nowhere. You going up in there punching that clock 9 to 5 every day is not getting you nowhere. That's how you being oppressed. It's not getting you nowhere. Oh, and don't give me that scripture in the New Testament. If a man don't work, he don't eat. I told y'all, that's an injection. That's not in the Hebrew scrolls. Let me say it again. That is not in the Hebrew scrolls. Yes, if a man don't work for the God of Israel, he won't eat. And thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor. Yes, you poor, man. You are poor. We are poor. They are oppressing the poor, making you work all week long, sweating up in a factory. Outside, building up their cities and building up their highways and their roadways and all kind of stuff. We are oppressed as hired servants. Do not oppress an hired servant that is poor. That's what the God of Israel told the Gentiles not to do, because they the one have set up this system, the law of the land. And he told the children of Israel in the wilderness, don't oppress a hired servant that is poor. I'm reading law to you and needy. Do not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. It doesn't matter. If he your Hebrew brother or your Hebrew sister or he a Gentile, you are not allowed to oppress. The word oppress in the Hebrew right here, but Deuteronomy 24:14, defraud. Defraud. Hebrew number 6:2-3:1 for the word oppress. Defraud. Violate. Deceive. Deceived. You have been deceived, people, by Satan and his leaders. You've been deceived. You think you're doing right when you're really doing wrong. That's how you've been deceived. You think that you are doing right when you really are doing wrong. That's the deception. That is the deception. Don't oppress the poor and the needy. And that's exactly what the law of the land is doing. That's what they're doing. And they won't quit. It's been going from ever since we got off the slave ships and came to this side of the earth. Hebrews, we have been oppressed. Nothing is getting no better. Nothing is changing. Y'all can march all you want to march. You can hold up signs. You can do whatever you want. Call the Congress. Go to the White House. It doesn't matter. You are being oppressed. You are their servants. And you are poor and you are in need. And they know that. And you want to train your children to be just like you? Oh, Bill, I want you, when you grow up, boy, I want you to be just like me. I want you to be just like your daddy. Kim, when you grow up, girl, I want you to be just like your mom. Get you a good job, be a nurse, be a doctor. Oppressed. You don't have time to spend time with your kids, with your daddy, with nobody. You got to work. That's all you're going to do. Work till you fall dead. I'm reading the law today. Verse 15 of Deuteronomy 24. At his day, thou shalt give him his hire. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and set his heart upon it, lest he cry against thee unto a hire, and it be sin unto thee. At his day, when he finished his work, that servant that you have hired, that maid, that butler, that janitor, you must give him his hire, Israel, Gentiles, before the sun go down. It's a lot of Hebrew Israelites got businesses. A lot of them own their own corporations. A lot of them have businesses. They have people that work for them. But guess what, people? They fall in the same system. They fall in the same exact system, the same exact protocols that the law of the land follow when it comes to paying people. And you are absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. So you need somebody to teach you the law so you'll understand the law and what you can do and what you can't do and how you need to do it. And that person would be a prophet. No one else can teach you but a prophet. No one else can edify you but a prophet. No, I'm not talking about no prophet from the Christian church. I'm not talking about no prophet from the Christian church. I'm talking about a prophet that the God of Israel ordained and called from the womb of his mama. That's a prophet I'm talking about. A real prophet. You're going to only learn truth from the prophet. Only truth. Because don't none of your leaders know truth. They don't understand truth. They don't understand prophetic. They don't understand the mysteries of the God of Israel, Ahiah. They don't understand that. So they can't teach you nothing. They can't edify you. They can't show you what you need to do right now. Next law. Law number 189 for employees, servants, and slaves. That's the section we are reading right now in the Torah. To deal judicially with the Hebrew bondman in accordance with the laws obtaining to him. Exodus 21, 2 and 6. Let's go to that. Exodus 21, verse 2 and 6. Verse 2 through 6. If thou buy a Hebrew slave, so I'm a Hebrew woman, and if I go out and buy another Hebrew servant, if thou buy an Hebrew servant, our ancestors, they had Hebrew servants. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them had Hebrew tribute service. So the God of Israel wrote a law to show them how they must treat a Hebrew servant. Right now, if I had money, I could go buy a Hebrew servant right now. If I had money. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve. And in the seventh, he shall go out free for nothing. You got to let him go. Verse 3, if he come in by himself, Exodus 21:3, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. Verse 4, if his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's. And he shall go out by himself. So if I buy a Hebrew servant and I give that man, that Hebrew man, a wife, and he have babies and she have babies, it said right here under the law that the babies and the wife belong to the master that gave it to him, and he must go out by himself. This is how our ancestors lived, Abraham and all of them. This is how David, all of them, when we was in our own land, Jerusalem, this is what we had to follow, this is what we had to do, and this is what we had, the way we had to live. So y'all people can stop saying you keeping the law, and you serving the God of Israel because you keep the Sabbath. Verse 5, and if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges of Israel. We had our own governmental system set up in Jerusalem. We had our own judges. We had our own priests. We had our own everything. We had our own government as the Hebrew kingdom. Why we don't have it today? Because we in captivity on this side of the earth to the oppressors, which is the Gentiles. We in captivity. That's why we don't have our government. Because the children of Israel, our ancestors, they went off and started serving and calling on other gods over in Jerusalem. And right here in this side of the world, still doing the same thing. We are their children. You still doing the same thing that your ancestors did, calling on other gods and serving them and worshiping them. And that's why you got COVID, and you don't even understand why. And that's why I won't leave. Why? Because you don't understand why it's here. You keep looking at Satan and all that madness that's been taught by your leaders. You have it in this earth for your rebelliousness against the law. So the master going to bring him into the doorpost, Exodus 21:6. And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall be his master forever. They did that. They did that. But the law of the land, they don't care about the God of Israel law. That's why this is not, the laws are not being persecuted in the earth. Because people that the rulers of this earth, the masters, they want to bring forth their own law and their own system and their own God Satan himself. So they will never execute the law of Israel. They'll never execute the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Never. Telling you it's done away. It's done away. It's done away. It's done away. All your kids know about is Jesus and going to church and being a member of a church. That's all they know. They don't know nothing else. Keeping the Sabbath day, you don't told them that. Can't eat no pork, shrimp, lobster, you don't told them that. But what else are you telling them? What else are you telling them about the law? Next law. Law number 190, not to compare the Hebrew servant to do the work of a slave. Leviticus 25:39. Let's get that. Leviticus 25:39, people. Leviticus 25:39. Not to compel the Hebrew servant now. Still on the servant. I just read to you about the employee. The employee. How you don't supposed to let nobody rob you and take your money. And hold your money for 7 days and 6 days till you get paid. Don't follow the system. Don't follow the law of the land. Because you cannot follow the law of God and the law of the land. And I'm going to show you that why later. I'm going to show you why later in a minute. Of Leviticus, not to compel a Hebrew servant to be a slave, to work as a slave. 39 verse of Leviticus 25. And if thy brother that dwell by thee be waxing poor, and yes, we know 99.9% of this world is poor. The children of Israel. The Hebrew nation, we are poor. And you got some Gentiles that's poor too. But we're dealing with Israel right now. If thy brother that dwell by thee be waxing poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. But as an hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee and shall serve unto thee a year of jubilee. He's poor, the Bible says. Thou cannot compel him. You cannot convince him, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman. I'm talking to you Hebrew Israelites. I'm teaching you about the law. The real law. Not the one that your religious institutions and your elders, the doctrine of man that have been made up for you to follow and keep. Don't compel him to be a bond servant. He's your brother. He's your sister. He's poor. He's poor. Law number 191. Same section. Employees, servants, and slaves. That's what we on right now. Law number 191. Not to sell a Hebrew servant as a slave. Leviticus 25:42. Same verse. Let's go down to 42 verse. Leviticus 25:42. For they are my servants. You see what the God of Israel said right here in Leviticus 25:42. For they are my servants. See, that's who we're supposed to be working for, people. That's who we're supposed to be punching a clock for. That's who we're supposed to be slaving for. The God that you say you love. The God you say that's your father. The God you say that you'll do anything that he want you to do and tell you to do. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Yes. How did we get sold when we got off the slave ships? You know how? Because we went against the God of Israel, our ancestors, for other gods. We went against his law when we was in Jerusalem. We was his servant when we was in the wilderness. When we left Egypt, he called the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, to be his servant, to work for him. To work for him. That's why he told them, when you get to Canaan, I need you to plant all of your food, all your produce, all your corn, all your vineyards, all your olive trees, your fruit trees. I need you to plant all your food. We are his servants. That's what he called us to be. That's what he chose us to be. Way back there in the garden, he chose Adam and Eve to be his servants. And they didn't want to do it. And they didn't want to do it. Excuse me. They wanted to follow Satan and his system and his way and what he wanted and what he tried to show them. They didn't want to do it. Adam and Eve are mom and daddy. So, yes, you are put in this earth to serve the God that created you, Israel. And you are not doing that. And you have made him angry. And you have made him upset with you. And that's why he's killing thousands of people every day. You want to know the truth? I'm going to give you the real uncut truth as I hear it from him. I'm going to give it to you. You want to know why your children die and babies die and everybody die and everybody sick? That's why you don't want to be his servant. You want to be the servant of the law of this land. You want to work for Satan and his masters and his leaders. You people are so programmed. You are so programmed. And you're so lost. All your leaders are lost. They cannot help you. Because they can't even help themselves. They servants of Satan also. Right along with you. Leviticus 25:42. I'm getting excited because you know what? I'm starting to feel the prophetic coming. And the God of Israel, he might speak in a minute because I'm starting to feel the prophetic. They are my servants. Leviticus 25:42. You are not a servant of man. But you have spent your whole entire life serving man. You are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They should not be sold as bondmen. You sold your own selves, Hebrews. You sold your own selves to the Gentiles with our ancestors, went against the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You sold yourselves into captivity. You sold yourself into bondage. You sold, sold, you music. You sold yourself into slavery. All you ever had to do is keep the law. All you ever had to do is follow the God that put you here. All you ever had to do is do what he told you to do, Hebrews. That's it. Nothing else. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what law they got. It doesn't matter what they set up for you to keep and do. You got a God to serve. You have a law to keep. Let me get some water, people. One moment. Let me get some water. I haven't hollered like that in a long time, people. Trying to stay calm, but I get excited. Excuse me, brother. Cedia. I don't know where yet. He went in the back somewhere, people. Excuse me. Next law. Hold on, people. Cedia! I don't know. Next law, people. Busy. Running from the truth. Running from the truth. Something that's going to actually save your lives and the lives of your children. I'm speaking to you prophetic right now. Something that's just actually going to save you and the lives of your children and your husbands and your wives and all of that. You running from it. You running it from the God of Israel. Law number 192. Not to treat a Hebrew servant rigorously. Rigorously. Law number 192, Leviticus 25:43. Same chapter, 43 verse. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear thy God. See that, people? Talking about a Hebrew servant. You cannot rule over him with cruelty. Rigor means cruelty. Cruelty. Some of your leaders of your Christian churches and your Hebrew Israelite churches and your Muslim churches and mom and all your churches, they are rigid. They rule over y'all people with rigor. Cruelty. Cruelty. Yes, cruelty in a nice way, so you can't actually see that they being cruel to you. I know, I used to be a Christian pastor for 20 years. I know all about it. I know all about it, Pete. I know all about ruling over people with cruelty, rigor. I have done it before. I'm testifying again. I have done it before as a pastor, as a leader of the Hebrew, as a leader of the Christian church. I have done this. You have many leaders doing it. Many leaders doing it. Many. They throw you up out of the church. You don't pay your tithes. They dismember you, they call it. Throw you out the church. You can't come to the church no more. You've been faithful. If the best you could be faithful. That's not good enough for the wicked leaders. That's not good enough for the wicked satanic leaders. They all wicked. All your religions are false. I've been telling you that for a whole 2 years. They wicked leaders. They belong to the beast and its system and the law of this land. They are wicked. and they rule over you people with rigor. And you don't supposed to rule over God's people with rigor, but shall fear thy God. Next law, law number 193. Not to permit a Gentile to treat harshly a Hebrew bondman sold to him. Leviticus 25:53. Let's go to the 53 verse, same chapter. Let me read the law again. Law number 193 of the 613 laws. Not to permit a Gentile, talking about a Gentile now. Y'all know what a Gentile is, Christian? Is a Gentile. What is a Gentile? You always say you are a Gentile. But do you know what a Gentile is? Do you know the definition of a Gentile? And I know most of you don't, Christians don't know. Not to permit a Gentile to treat harshly a Hebrew bondman sold to him. We were sold to the Gentiles in the 15th century, people, when we got off the slave ships from Africa. No, and we're not Africans. Just because we're from Africa and we lived in Africa, our ancestors, that don't make us Africans. You got many people that live in Africa, but they're not Africa. You got many people live in China, but they're not Chinese. You have many people live in Asia, but they're not Asian. You got many people live in Mexico, but they're not Mexicans. So no, you're not an African just because you come from Africa. You people better find out who you really are. That's what you need to do. Find out who you really are. So this number under the law is law number 193. Leviticus 25:53, it says, and as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. A Gentile, our slave masters, the people that set up the law of the land, is our slave masters, the one that had our mama and them in slavery. Them is the people for the day, that you people are still serving for the day, that you people are still laboring for today. But the God of Israel telling a Gentile right here, see, they're going to be judged too. Gentiles going to be judged too for the way they treat the Hebrew Israelites. It's laws up in the Bible, in the Torah, that they're going to be judged also. The God of Israel is going to deal with them too. Not only with the Hebrew Israelites, he's going to deal with the Gentiles also. They're not allowed to treat us with rigor, but that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing, people. Oh, what is it? Now they're trying to clean up their act? They want to get a poor, little, weak, needy people stimulus checks? Is that what they're doing now? All the wealth and all the money and the riches and the gold and the jewels that they don't got from our ancestors? They want to give us a little stimulus check now, huh? Give you $500 raise on your SSI, your Social Security checks, and all of that stuff, just to try to paint a pretty picture now that they trying to help the slaves and they trying to help the servants. No, they ain't trying to help us. They never wanted to help us. But the God of Israel say, don't rule over his people with rigor. And that's why you have judgment all over the earth. The Gentiles have set up their cities. They have set up their system. They have set up their world all over the earth. you have judgment. Why? Because it's this very verse in the Bible, Leviticus 25:53. You have ruled the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, with rigor. Yes. And you people got to pay for that. So y'all can laugh, pull your mask off, and yeah, you got your vaccines, you all vaxxed up and all of that. You know what I'm saying? You can take your mask off now. We going back to our parties and we going back to our restaurants. And yes, I had a dream the other night, people. I had a dream the other night, like two nights ago. I was in the presence of a whole table full of white folks. And it was like two or three little black people sitting at the end of the table. I was there, maybe two or three more black people was there. And you had a whole row. It was a long, long, long table with white folks on both sides of the table lined up, sitting down in a restaurant waiting to get their food. And in the dream, I had a bottle of sanitize in my hand, And I was told in the dream, put the sanitize on your hand. Get a brother across there some. And ask these people, do they want some, these white folks. He didn't say that white folks, but he said, ask them if they want some sanitize. And I asked them, well, you know what, y'all get ready to eat. You know, you need to clean your hands. They didn't even want it. They didn't even want it, people. So you know what? You know what I see with that dream? Is that the white people, the Gentiles, and they feel that they government and they masters and the people that rule this earth done got COVID under control. That's what they think. They didn't want no sanitize, but I was told, put the sanitize on your hand. So no, COVID is not gone, people. It is not gone. They want to throw their masks away and pull them off. It is not gone, people. Because if it was, I wouldn't have been told in a dream to put sanitize on my hand. They couldn't wait to sit down and eat at their famous restaurant. Oh, they were so happy and just smiling and all of that. Next law, people. Law number 194. I don't know how much time I got. Let me check. I know I'm probably running out of time. A little bit of time. I think I can finish this, people. Law number 194. Not to send away a Hebrew bondman servant empty-handed when he is freed from service. Deuteronomy 15:13. Not to send away a Hebrew bondman servant empty-handed when he is freed from service. Deuteronomy 15:13. Let's go to that. Law number 194. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha Ba. Guest call in number 664-213-9831. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 10. Law number 194. Deuteronomy 15:13. Let's go to that. And when thou sendest him out, free from thee, thou should not let him go. Let's go up to verse 12. And if thy brother, Deuteronomy 15:12, an Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years. Then in the seventh year, was not we sold on auction blocks to the Gentiles? Yes, we was. Yes, we was. And in the seventh year, thou shalt let them go free from thee. That did not happen. That's why they set up their own law, people. That's why they set up their own religion, their own law, their own God, or gods with an S, their own system, their own education, their own food, their own clothes, their own everything, because they did not want to have anything to do with the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. But they supposed to have let my mom and them go free after they worked for 6 years and served them. A Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman. My mom is a Hebrew. My grandmama is a Hebrew. They supposed to have let them go free. And that's why they taught them way back then in slavery now. Way back then that the law is done away with. You don't have to keep it. Obsolete. It's vanished away. Just follow the New Testament. Jesus, a white man with blue eyes. A Gentile. Just follow a Gentile. Jesus. Sadie Boy Jer. Gentile. Yeah, yeah, people, it is what it is. It is what it is. But they supposed to have let my mama and them go, so they had served them 6 years up under the law. But no, they didn't let them go. They beat them half to death with whips, chains, chained them up, put yokes of iron on their necks and chains all around their feet. And oh my God, so much cruelty, so much rigor. They treated our mama now. And look, we they kids today, look how they treating us. Look how they treating us. Yeah, it took them years to get out of so-called slavery. No, it wasn't that you got out of slavery. It was the fact that they flipped the slavery over to something else, to you working for them and getting a little bit of paycheck, $200 or $300 on Friday. They flipped it. See, back then when my mama and them day, when they was in slavery, they didn't get no money. They worked free. Come on, people, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me give you some knowledge and wisdom and understanding. They work free. They pick cotton all day for 10, 12 hours to nighttime, free. A master would beat them half to death and even kill them. So do you understand, people, why you have been told the law is done away with? Why? Because they don't want you to see them. And they don't want you to see what they are doing to you and your children are wrong up under the God of Israel. They don't want you to see that. They don't want you to know that you are a Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman. They don't want you to know that. That you are actually the people of the book. They don't want you to see that. That's why they told you, Christians, you're not under law. You're under grace. Law number 195, to bestow liberal gifts upon a Hebrew bondsman at the end of his term of service, and the same should be done to a Hebrew bondwoman. The God is, we're going to treat the bondwoman, a Hebrew man and woman, equal. Deuteronomy 15:14. It say, thou shalt furnish him liberally out of the flock. Wait a minute. Deuteronomy? Yeah. 15:14. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of the flock and out of the floor and out of the winepress of that wherewith Ahayah thy God have blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. A Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman. Yes, people, we are Hebrews. We are Hebrews. We are the children of Israel. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahayah. That's our God. He only got one name and one law and one way. And all this other stuff that you think his name is and all this stuff you think he want you to do, toss that stuff out the window and throw it in the trash. Because guess what? It's no good. It's no good. And that's why you people at a standstill right now today. And you haven't got nowhere in 50 years of your life. Toss it out the door. It's garbage. So, yeah, whatever flocks and herbs that you have, according to Deuteronomy 15:14, Gentiles, you, whatever corn you have in the floor, whatever harvest that the Hebrew man or woman have planted in the field for you, out of the wine press, the grape trees, the grapevines, they have planted for you. Down south, they had plenty of grapevines and all that stuff. I'm from the south. You should give it to them liberally. Liberally. Don't send them out of the cornfield. Don't send them out of the vineyard hungry, poor, broke. Don't have them raise all your flocks and herbs. And don't give them nothing to eat. You will be judged for that, Gentile. The God of Israel is judging you right now. All you Gentiles all over the earth, you masters, you rulers of this wicked earth that y'all have polluted with all your satanic laws and teachings, the God of Israel will judge you. Ahayah is his name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Next law. Law number 196. To redeem a Hebrew maidservant. Exodus 21:18. And if men strive together and one smite another with a stone, or with his fist, and he die not, but keep his bed. And if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of the time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. You got to a Hebrew servant. You got to help them. The God of Israel sent us on this side of the world because of our rebellion and our wickedness towards him. And he allowed you Gentiles to rule over us. He sold us to you. We were sold to you by our God. Ahayah, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. He the one sold us into your hands. Punish us for what we did to him when we was in Africa, Jerusalem. Your time was up a long time ago. You actually supposed to mend your ways towards us. What else can we do for y'all Gentiles? Y'all wealthy, you got a lot of money, you rich. We poor, broke, hungry, ain't got nothing. Y'all got everything. What else can we do for y'all? So, yeah, you giving in your little stimulus checks with all the wealth and all the money that my ancestors have slaved and worked so hard for you people. You want to give us $1,000 and $2,000 stimulus checks. No, give us our wealth that belongs to the Hebrew nation. Give us our wealth. Give us our gold. Give us our silver. Give us our money, our jewels, our wealth, our silver. Give us our dignity back that we can be who the God of Israel put us in this earth to be. Forget about your stimulus check. You can't buy me with your stimulus check. You can't buy me with your raises and your student loan protection plan. All the money, my ancestors, all the money that our ancestors made for you, and you took money from us when we was in Jerusalem. You took our wealth. So your stimulus check won't stop the God of Israel for what he going to do to you Gentiles for mistreating. It won't be able to stop him, your little stimulus check. No, forget $2,000. Give us $100,000 a piece. Y'all got the money. We done made the money for you. We done work for you like dogs all our lives, going into your corporations, working for you, taking money out of our checks for taxes. We done work like dogs for you people. Give us our wealth. Give us our name. Give us who we are. We are the children of Israel. We are Yaakov's children. Jacob is our father. So you want to make everybody happy with a little stimulus check. You dumb people, y'all can fall for that stuff if you want to. Thinking these people your friend. They not your friend. They not your friend. They want you people to think that they want to help you. They want you people to think that things are going to get better for the black man and the black woman. All the money you get, the stimulus check, what do you people do with it? What do you do with the stimulus check when they give it to you? Tell me. I'm listening, people. Tell me. You know what you do? Give it right back to them. Give it right back to them. You go buy their food. You go buy their clothes. You go. That's why they said economy is doing better than it ever did before. They give you the money that your ancestors already worked for, people. Don't you people understand that? The money that they are giving us, our ancestors already, we are, their children have already worked and slaved for it. And they want to issue out $2,000, $1,400, $600. They want to issue it out to us like we dogs. No, we are God. We are the royal. I am a queen, and you are a king. I am a princess, and you are a prince. Our father Jacob was a prince. Next law, people. Don't let these Gentiles fool y'all, them white folks. Don't let them fool y'all, black folks. Don't let them fool you. As long as they can keep you quiet, as long as they can keep you still, as long as they can keep you upholding the law of the land and their system, bank account, stupid people. Out of your own bank account. The bank account that our ancestors, that they set up for our ancestors hundreds of years ago. Yeah, it's loaded with money. Loaded. Next law, people. Law number. Law number 197, not to sell a Hebrew maid servant to another person. Exodus 21:8. Law number 198, not to sell a Hebrew maid servant to another person. Exodus 21:8. Law number 199, to espouse a Hebrew maid servant. Exodus 21:8-9. You can go to it and read it. I'm running out of time. Law number 199. Law number 198, not to espouse a Hebrew maid servant. Exodus 21:8-9. Law number 199, to keep the Canaanite slaves forever. Let's go to that. Leviticus 25:46. Let's go to that and see who a Canaanite is. Yeah. Leviticus 25:46. We have three more laws, and we're going to be finished with this section of the law. Law number 199, Leviticus 25:46. And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. Let me go up to 45 verse of Leviticus 25. Moreover, of the children of strangers. See, a Canaanite is a stranger. A Canaanite is a Gentile. A Canaanite is a African. We are not Africans. We are not Canaanites. We are not Canaanites. Remember when we was in the wilderness, we went into Canaan. And the God of Israel told us to kill all the Canaanites, women and children. So we cannot kill our own selves. So no, we're not Canaanites. We are Hebrews. We are not Africans. We are Hebrews. He said right here in Leviticus 25:45. Moreover, of the children of the strangers. Talking about the Canaanites. That do sojourn among you, of them shall you buy. You're not allowed to buy a Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman as a servant and a slave. And of their families that are with you, which they begot in your land, and they shall be your possession. And you shall take them as an inheritance. Talking about the Africans, Canaanites, Egyptians are Canaanites, Africans. They all have children from the same family, from the same bloodline. We are from Yaakov. Jacob is our father. Shem, Noah's oldest son, Shem. I don't know. I don't think Shem was the old. I think Japhet was the older, but I'm not sure. I'm not going into that. But Shem, that's where the Hebrew nation was birthed from, Shem, not Ham. Ham bought the Canaanites. Shem bought the Hebrews. Japhet bought the Chinese, the Asians, the Filipinos, and all them people. Japhet, okay? Verse 46, and you should take them as an inheritance for your children after you to inherit them for a possession. They should be your bondmen forever. See that? Forever, Pete. When we got to Canaan, all our ancestors had to do is follow what the God of Israel wanted them to do. And guess what? the Africans, the Canaanites, would have been our possession forever. But over your brother and the children of Israel, look here, Leviticus 25:46, you shall not rule one over another with rigor. So no, we're not Canaanites. We're not Africans. And we're not Egyptians. Ham is their father. Jacob is our father. Law number 200, not to surrender a slave who has fled to the land of Israel to his owner who live outside of Palestine. Deuteronomy 23:16, if you want to read that. Law number 201, not to wrong such a slave. Deuteronomy 23:17, you want to read that, go to that, how you treat slaves. Law number 202, last one, not to muzzle a beast while it is working in produce, which it can eat and enjoy. Deuteronomy 25:4. Let's go to that. Last one. Last one for this section of the law. And then I'm going to go into some scriptures and some other things I need to show you today. 25:4. 40 stripes. Deuteronomy 25:4. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth our corn. How many ox and cows do they muzzle under the law of the land when they treading out the corn? They got muzzles on their mouth. Muzzles. Because they don't want them to eat as they work. This is against the God of Israel. This is against the law. That's not how you treat his animals. You're treating his animals with rigor. You're treating his animals with cruelty. They are allowed to eat as they work. As they work, they are allowed to eat up under the law. Last law for employees, servants, and slaves. We will pick it up next week. I think I will come on Tuesday. If the God of Israel say it's okay, we're going to pick it up next week. Vows, oaths, and swearing. Vows, oaths, and swearing. We will pick it up at law number 203. Let me go into what I want to show you now. What I want to show you now. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. Let's read Romans 12:1-2. We will pick it up next week with law number 203. We getting there, people. We still got over 400 laws to teach you. Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm in overtime now. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Be ye transformed. Don't be conformed to this world. You know what that means, people? That simply means this. Don't be conformed to the world. Mean, do not uphold the laws of this land and the laws of this earth and the laws of this world. Don't be conformed into what they set up for you to do and go and eat and wear and be. The God of Israel say, do not do it. Don't follow their system. Don't follow their way. Don't follow their laws. You have your own law to uphold. You have your own law to keep. You have your own system to follow. Hebrews, don't be conformed to this world. Don't look like this world. Don't wear their clothes. You got your own attire in the Bible that you're supposed to wear as Hebrews. Yes. Yes, it ain't got nothing to do with blue jeans. It have nothing to do with blue jeans. It have nothing to do with blue jeans. It have nothing to do with shorts. It have everything to do with raw apparel. Why? Because we are kings and we are queens. And when we change the mindset that we have, because our mindset is focused on being conformed to this world, looking like this world, doing what this world do, going where this world go, we must change our mindset. That it's not good enough for you to go to a Hebrew Israelite church and a Christian church and a Muslim church and a Buddha church and a Hindu church and a Mormon church. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. Because all you are doing is simply just conforming to this world. That is the religions of this world. The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with the religions of this world. He ain't never told you to join a church or be religious or none of that. None of that. You got to change the way you think, people. You got to change the way you think. This is what the law of the land, the people that set it up, they play on that. That you people are not changing your thinking patterns. You say you're a queen. You say you're a king. But you don't look like it. You don't act like it. You don't dress like it. You don't walk like it. You don't talk like it. You don't do nothing like it. You are conformed to this world. It says for conform right here in Romans 12 verse 2 is Greek number for the word conformed. Greek number 4964, it say to fashion alike. What did I tell you people? To fashion alike. That is conform to the same pattern. That's what you people have done. You Hebrew Israelites, you Christians, and all you people. To conform to the same pattern of the beast and his system. It say conform to fashion. You wear their clothes, blue jeans, shorts, booty shorts, mini skirts, whatever they sell it. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Gucci. Levi's, all of that is conforming to this world. All of that is their fashion. All of that is their pattern. Going to their entertainment and buying food in their grocery store when the God of Israel told you to have your own food. All of that is conforming to the beast system. And that's why they setting the mark up now. Because they know you people are already conformed. They already got you conformed. They already got you patterned up. They already got you all ready to go now. You already be. When the God of Israel had this precept, in the Bible the whole time for you not to conform to this world. Yeah, the Christian church don't told you that this talking about drinking and wearing jewelry and stop not being around sinners and not going to bars, not going to clubs. No, people. It's a fashion right here for the Greek number, 4964. Fashion. Wearing their clothes, looking like them. Looking like a Gentile when you are a Hebrew, when you're supposed to be a king and a queen, and when you're supposed to be a prince or a princess. Gods, we are gods in the earth. You got to think, change your way of thinking. You can't say you're a queen and look like a hoe or a prostitute or a Gentile with suits and ties and stuff on. Those are Gentile clothing. I don't wear that. I'm a queen. I don't wear that. But they don't program you people to wear that so you can go up in their corporations and work like a dog and be their slave. You got to wear a suit and a tie. And some uniforms with their name of their company on them. They own you people because you have conformed to world. Their world is their god, Satan. Next scripture, verse 2. I read that. Next scripture, Psalms 19, 7 through 11. Psalms 19, 7 through 11, people. Psalms 19. It's deep, man. It's so very deep what is going on in this earth. It is so very, very deep. And you people don't think nothing wrong with you wearing blue jeans. Oh, it's nothing wrong with that. Oh, it's nothing wrong with me going in the mall and buying me a shirt and buying me some blue jeans and buying me some Levi's and buying me a Gucci and buying me a MK and buying me some Coogee. It's nothing wrong with that. It is something wrong with it because under the law, it told you not to wear that. Under the law, it tells you what you must wear as Hebrews. Yes, it's something wrong with it because you're breaking the law. No, but you got to look like them. You got to feel comfortable being around people, right? You don't want to feel out of place. I don't want to feel out of place. That's what your satanic leaders teach y'all. Oh, it's okay for you to wear jeans, and it's okay. You don't have to put fringes on and borders of blue on, and you don't have to wear that all the time. Them some stupid, dumb, ignorant leaders to teach you to be beneath who the God of Israel put you in this earth to be. They stupid and dumb, and they look dumb in their Gentile clothes. Talking about they are Hebrew. Oh, my God. They look dumb. And they dressed out uniforms with their fringes and stuff on and their boots. And they Jordan shoes on their feet. Sit down somewhere, people. The Gentiles are laughing y'all people to shame. You are a shame to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You people are a shame. The name of Israel. Psalms 19:7-11. The law of Ahiah is perfect. Perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of Ahiah is sure, making wise the simple. So the only thing that's going to convert you is the law. So don't believe that Christian church doctrine where it's telling you people all you got to do in that Hebrew Israelite stuff, all you got to do is get baptized and come to church and be faithful to the church and faithful to the membership. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't go to clubs, don't go to parties. and you're going to heaven to be with God, they tell you. Get saved. Say the sinner's prayer. Say the sinner's prayer, Romans 10:9. Say the sinner's prayer. You say right there when you say madness. Madness and mess. The law of Ahia, Psalms 19:7, is perfect. So you don't want to follow something that is perfect, Christian? Converting. Ain't no membership at the Christian church going to convert your soul from hell. The law is the only thing can convert your soul from this world, being conformed to this world. You got to know the law. You got to understand the law. You got to understand what the law say, because it's perfect. It convert the soul. The testimony of higher is sure, making wise the simple. That's why you people so dumb. You Hebrew Israelites and all y'all. Y'all not keeping the law either. You polluting the law. You polluting the law. You not keeping the law. No Hebrew Israelite elders, when they come on YouTube, they ain't talking about no law, people. Those people is not talking about no law. You know what they talking about? The government. What they doing and how they doing it and all of that stuff. They not talking about what Satan doing. They not talking about no law. That's why I can't watch that GOCCICPTEI stuff no more. I watched that stuff for 8-9 years of my life. I can't watch it no more. Because why? Because it make me sick. It make me sick because by me being a prophet of the God of Israel, I can see their madness. I can see their pollution. I can see their destruction and demise that they are teaching the people. They don't teach the people about the law. They teach the people about dietary and keep a ceremony. That's it. But the law is perfect, converting the soul. And it's going to make the simple wise, wise people. This is the only thing going to make you wise. Not no book, not no education, which is up under the beast system. All your education is up under the beast system. It'll never make you wise. Only the law can make you wise. The very thing that you feel is done away and no good, and you ain't got to keep nothing but the dietary law and the ceremony law, the very thing can make you wise, smart. And that's why our children are so dumb, and they don't know nothing. But ABC, 289, geometry and all, that's all they know. Why? Because they don't know the law. They only know the law of this land. And the law of this land cannot make you wise. Matter of fact, it's making you more dumber. The more you uphold it, the more you keep it, the more you run out there putting your presidents, voting them in and all that, you get more dumber and more weaker and more stupider. And that's what they want. The statues, Psalms 19:8, I got to get out of here, people. The statues of Ahia are right. Rejoice in the heart. The commandments are higher, is pure, enlightening the eye. Statutes are higher, are right, not the law of this land. Rejoice in the heart. That's what's going to make you happy, people. That's why you got so much mental illness and depression and oppression up in this earth. People want to kill themselves, jump off buildings, kill their mama, eat their kids, all kind of stuff. Why? Because they are not keeping the statutes and the commandments of the God of Israel, because it is pure and it rejoices your heart and it enlightens your eyes. Enlighten your eyes. It actually make you smart, give you joy, make you happy, make you peaceful, make you feel good, give you love. I'm talking about all the law. all 613. That's what we must practice and do. The best of our ability on this side of earth, of the earth, in captivity by the Gentiles. Let me go down to verse 11. I'm going to take this all the way down, people. I got to go because I need to show you some more stuff. The fear of a higher is clean, verse 9, Psalms 19:11. Enduring forever, the judgment of high is true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. You rather go to work. You rather go to work. You rather go to some corporation. The law is more desired than gold. Yea, they're much fine gold. Sweeter also than a honey and a honeycomb. That's how sweet. That's how pleasant. That's how good, that's how powerful, that's how wholesome, that's how much the law going to strengthen you, that's how much the law going to enlighten you, give you wisdom, give you knowledge, give you understanding, give you love for your brothers and your sisters, your mom and dad. It is sweeter than a honeycomb. All the gold in this world and all the wealth in this world cannot make you feel the way that the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can make you feel. Because guess what? It is pure. It is pure. And it endure forever. Last verse. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. You are warned. 19 of Psalms 11 verse. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And keeping of them, there is great reward, people. There is great, so don't let them Gentiles tell you, people that set up this the laws in this land, them slave masters. Don't let them people tell you that the law is gone away and you need to be convenient and you need to be, you know, you need to fit in with everybody else. You need to fit in with the Gentiles. You need to fit in with the system. You need to fit in with the law. You got to look like them. You got to dress like them. You got to eat like them. You got to go where they go, do what they do. No. The law is warning his servant, the children of Israel, is his servant. And keeping of them, when we keep the law, it say, Psalms 19:11, there is great reward, people. What reward are you going to get for holding up the law of this land and the law of this world? What reward have you got from the Gentiles? What reward? What have they gave you other than a stimulus check for $1,400 and 12? What reward are you getting, people, for doing whatever they want you to do? Absolutely nothing. You know what the reward is for you serving them and obeying them and bowing down and doing what they want to do? You know what that reward is? Oppression. Shun. Depression. Mental illness. Suicide. Nasty food that's making you sick, you and your children. That's your reward for following the law of this land. But if you ever get a hold and keep the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah, the Mitzvah, there is great, great rewards. Great reward, people. Now, I'm going to hold the other two scriptures. So, you have God's law. I need to just talk to you right now before they cut me off. You have God's law and the law of the land. There is two systems. There is two systems, people. You got the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob system. And you got the beast system, which everybody, they're trying to get ready. They're trying to get everybody ready to take the mark of the beast. Because you've been following a system now for a long time. And you know what? They feel like they got everybody ready now to receive the mark of the beast. That's what they feel like. That's what they see. That's what they observe it. We got them, man. We got them, Joe. We got them, Bob. We got them. We got them, Steve. We got these slaves right where we want them at now. Let's just give them a little bit of money. Let's give them a little bit of money so they can just stay calm in the midst of the pandemic, the COVID-19. Let's just let them stay calm. We'll just give them a little money and just keep them calm. Just keep the slaves calm. As long as we keep giving them checks and giving them raise, giving them that U.S. satanic money that got the all CNI and all that stuff on, we'll just keep them calm. So you have two systems, the beast system and the system of the God of Israel that he gave Adam and Eve when they was in the garden, our ancestors, our parents. He told Adam, take care of the garden. Take care of the fruit trees. Take care of the animals. Take care of the flowers. Take care, my God, till my land. I need you to plant more trees and more flowers and more. Yes, take care of the animals. That's the God of Israel system. That's the God of Israel way. Have your own food. Have your own everything. Have your own resources. See, that's how they got you people. That's how they got us. But not me no more, because I can see it so clear now, people. Why? Because I've been practicing teaching myself the law. Because the law is enlightening my eyes. I ain't talking about no dietary and all that stuff I learned from the Hebrew Israelites. I'm going deep into the law. It's enlightening my eyes. It's a great reward with keeping it and doing it and studying it and meditating it. I ain't talking about that. You got two gods. Okay, you got the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, high is his name, and you have Satan, which Satan is over the laws of this land all over the earth. That's his law. That's his way. And the God of Israel told you in Romans not to be conformed to this world. Don't follow Satan and his law and his way and his rule, but that's what you people are doing. And you think it's righteousness. You think you're doing something that's right. When you hurting your God, when you making a God of Israel want to kill you and hurt you and your children and your husbands and your wives. That's what you're doing. So you got two gods. You got the God of Israel and you have Satan. Satan have his system and his law, and the God of Israel have his system and his law. Satan have his food. And the God of Israel have his food. Satan have his animals, all his cloned up cows and pigs and sheep and goats and birds and rats and all this stuff that they clone it up and make it. Then the God of Israel have his animals. All the animals that you, when you go to your grocery store, all your grocery store is set up with Satan food. His animals, his cloned up meat, his processed meat. They made up in a lab somewhere. And the God of Israel have his animals that is naturally, beautifully, and wonderfully made in this earth. Good for our body. To keep us healthy. To keep us strong. To keep us feeling good. But you people lining up behind grocery stores, going up in the market, eating all that nasty food. You don't know what you eating, man. What else I'm going to eat? That's what I hear y'all say all the time. Get off your lazy butts, man. Get off your lazy butts and take that money that you got in the bank and get your land and dig your well so you can have your own food and water. Get off your lazy butt and stop running to that 9-to-5 job that ain't going to never get you nowhere but a paycheck. So you got two gods, two systems. You got two people, good and evil. Good and evil. Good is the remnant, the 10% that's in the last days right now. Evil is the 90%. 90% of you people are already down to the pit of fire. 90%. Why? Because the law is done away with. Why? Because I love this world offer and give me and my children. I love their money. I love their jobs. I love their education. I love their work. I love it. I love. This is my world. And you will go down with your world. So you got good and evil, good people and bad people. The law of God is good, and the law of the land is evil. 90% of you people are following the law of the land, and it's evil, it's wicked, it's unrighteous, and it's against the God that put you here. Every law that they made with the Constitution and all the rest of it, every law that they set up and make, man, is against the God of Israel and against his law. They want to mimic and make him look bad. They want their God, Satan, to be the one in the spotlight. And guess what? He is in the spotlight. Why? Because he got 90% of this world following him right now. 90%. And the God of Israel going to give him to him. Go ahead. 90%, y'all, go ahead. I'll just take the 10, and I'll deal and work with that. Go ahead. Y'all people too evil. You don't want to change. Go ahead with your God, Satan. Just give me my 10%, and I'm up out of here with my 10. Y'all ain't going to change, people. Y'all is not going to quit. Okay. Good. God school. So you got two educations here now. Okay, y'all think it's pretty to go get loans out of the bank and all of that stuff and go to college and get your degrees and your doctors and your engineer life. You think that stuff is pretty. You think you really, really doing something, man. But all you doing is going against your God. That's all you're doing, and you're teaching your children to go against their God, and you're teaching your children to go in debt, and you're teaching your children to go in debt. The God of Israel education is free. Way, way, way high level teaching than what Satan got to offer in these schools and in these colleges. Y'all people think it's so cute to dress your little girl and your little boy up and send them to them schools. You think that's so good, and you think it's so cute, and they ain't going to learn nothing. Oh, they going to learn the same thing that you learn. What is that? Nothing. Learn how to be a white man and a white woman. That's what you learn. Learn how to be a Gentile. That's what they taught you, and they're going to teach your kids the same thing, to be against the God of Israel, to serve and uphold their God, Satan, in their system, in his law. What else can the God of Israel do? Kill you people. You and your children. Because you won't quit Israel. You won't stop Israel. Just like your ancestors would not stop. And the God of Israel had to slaughter them. Slaughter them. Right there in Jerusalem. Slaughter them. See, that's why they keep y'all in the New Testament. So y'all don't read the history behind the children of Israel. What they went through for their wicked and rebellious ways. So they keep you in the New Testament, dumb people. They about to cut me off. God's school, and you have Satan's school. God's school, the God of Israel, his school is full of wisdom. Wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth. Knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, that comes from him. Understanding. That's why you people don't have no understanding. You don't have no knowledge. You don't have no wisdom. All you know how to do is go to work, go to work, go to church, go to school. That's all y'all know how to do. Go to work, go to church, and go to school, and go to a restaurant and entertain. That's it. You don't know how to do nothing else. God's school teaches you wisdom that you can't even grade it. See, the wisdom in Satan, the knowledge in Satan's school, they grade it. A, B, C, D, E, F. You can't grade the God of Israel knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's so beyond what man can understand. It's so beyond what man can see. It's so beyond what this world knows. So much wisdom. So much might, so much strength, so much stability, so much understanding, so much power. Same school, all they're going to teach you how to open up a bank account, how to get a good job when you finish school, put your shirt on and your tie on, how to put your money in the bank when you get your check and write a check. Save your money in an RB account, in a savings account. This is what Satan's school going to teach you. How to be obedient to the government. How to be obedient to them that have rule over you. How to be obedient to the system. Be a good little slave. Don't say nothing now. Come on, Billy and Bob and Sue. You got grade one, kindergarten, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then you graduate. Now, I want you to go to the bank now. Go to the bank and let them have put usury on you. Let them do, put usury on it up under the laws against the God of Israel. Let them put usury on you so you can get a loan out. You can take a $100,000 loan out, and I can give you, teach you how to be a doctor. I can teach you how to be a nurse, and I'm going to give you a certificate to make you feel good. To make you feel good, like you done did something and you ain't did nothing but gave me your $100,000 for some man-made education, for some satanic education. That's what you want for your children, man. What you want for the next generation. They ain't going nowhere, Pete. Just like we didn't go nowhere. I have a high school diploma right now. What do that mean, man? That means absolutely nothing. You got to have their degree. You got to go get a loan. So, because you know what? You little poor folks, y'all can't afford to go to college. So you got to go to the bank and get a loan out and have some interest on it. And you still paying for it now at 40 years old. You took that loan out when you was 20. People, please. God's school is free. Come up under the law. Come up under the law of the God of Israel. Let him enlighten you. Let him give you hidden wisdom, hidden mysteries, hidden knowledge. Let him give you the prophetic. Things that you never heard and saw and understood before. Hidden mysteries that Satan and his leaders don't know nothing about. No, people. I don't need their education. I don't need their food. I don't need their clothes. I don't need their money. I don't need nothing from them. All I need is the law. It's a great reward in keeping that and making the God of Israel that wrote the law happy. That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out, because they broke the law that he gave them in the garden. And their life was a miserable living hell when they left that garden. Their life was a living hell when they left that garden. Look at that. Cain killed his brother Abel. All kind of stuff went on. A living hell. Same thing going on right now. Your mama killing your kids, and their daddy killing the wives, and them cousins killing the nephew. Why? Same thing that happened to Adam and Eve, our ancestors. Because you breaking the law. See how Cain killed Abel? Because of what Adam and Eve did. Went against their God to serve Satan. Went against their God, because that's what they did. They went against their God, the God of Israel, and to serve Satan and do what Satan told them to do in the garden. Lucifer. That's what happened, people. And that's why their life was a living hell. And that's why your life and my life have been a living hell. Because we have went against our God to uphold Satan and his system and his way and his law and his everything. Yes, people. All these black women, they look like mannequins. Talking about they a queen. How you a queen, man? When your face look like a mannequin, man. All that satanic makeup that they sell it. That's destroying your beauty. That's destroying your body. That's destroying your mind, man. You putting that stuff all on your face. It's doing something to your brain, man. You destroying yourselves. You destroy. No, you're not a queen. You are a fool. Booty shots, lip shots, nose shots, ass shots, all kind of shots. For what? To follow the law of the land and their God, Satan. That's exactly what you're doing. Juanita Biden, I looked at her yesterday. Oh, my God, this woman had on so much makeup, y'all. Eyebrows so long, man. I could put some cheese on top of it and eat it. That's how long her eyebrows was. Up there trying to preach. Sit down somewhere. Because you ain't talking about nothing but religion. You ain't talking about nothing but the system of religion up under the beast. That's all you talking about. You ain't got no wisdom. You ain't got no knowledge. You ain't got no great understanding. You against the law of God. You his enemy. So if you go to God's school, you don't need to go and get no loans and all that stuff and put yourself in debt, you and your children. Forget all that, people. Forget all of that. Forget all of that. We running out of time anyway. You ain't got no more time for that stuff. You don't have no more time for that. God work bring wealth. God work bring us wealth. Satan's school is foolishness. The wisdom of man is foolishness. They ain't teaching y'all nothing but to be fools and stupid and dumb the rest of your life just to keep serving them and doing what they want. God work bring wealth and resources. That's why he told Adam. That's why he told the children of Israel. Adam and Eve told the children of Israel, plant your own food. Plant your own vineyards. Dig your own wells. Dig your own wells. Have your own water. Make your own clothes. You people can't do that. You got to go to the mall and buy, huh? You can't do that. Father God. God work. When you work for the God of Israel, what he told us to do, work for him in the field. Having our own food, our own cattle, our own livestock, our own water, our own everything, our own banking system. Abraham was his own bank. He didn't have to go put his money in no bank. He was his own bank. We supposed to have our own everything, our own education. I ain't talking about no Hebrew Bible Academy and all that stuff. I'm talking about wisdom, hidden wisdom that your leaders don't know nothing about. Tapping into who we are, who our God is, and going within and going into the depths of our soul and pulling out all that knowledge and wisdom and all that geniusness that we have inside of us to build, to plant, to grow, to prosper, to be successful in whatever we do. Work for the God of Israel. Leave these jobs alone. Leave all that stuff alone. Work for him. Take care of his earth. Take care of his land. Take care of whatever he told us to do. Because at the end of the day, people, guess what? That's the only thing going to help you. That's the only thing going to help you to be righteous. Doing what he told you to do, or us to do. Working for say, what do it bring you? A paycheck. Pay his bills. When you get that paycheck, all you're going to do is go pay his bills. His light bill, his gas bill, his water bill, his cable bill, his internet bill, his clothing bill, his food bill, all kind of bills. You're just making the Gentiles more wealthy. You're just making Satan leaders more rich and more wealthy. And you people just get mopo, 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 mopo. Well, you got your money in the bank. All you're going to do is take it out and go pay a bill. That's all you're going to do. You ain't going to invest it into who you are as Hebrews and set up our own system, our own everything. No, you ain't going to do that. You hate each other too much for that. One trying to outdo the other. One think they got it right, and the other think they got it right. Don't none of y'all have it right. Don't none of y'all have it right, because if you had it right, then guess what? We wouldn't see all this death and destruction in the earth if you had it right. None of y'all have it right. So all you're going to do with that paycheck that you get for being a doctor, a lawyer, you're going to stick it up in a bank and go buy a house, go buy a car. You're going to go to their car lot and they deal and buy a car. You're going to go to their realtors and buy a house on interest, on usury. Come on, people. You're never going to get nowhere. Go buy a land and build you a house from the ground. That's what you can do. Go buy a land and build. Yeah. Yes. So they become more richer when you pay all them bills that Satan set up for you to pay for. You got to work for him, and then you got to turn around and get the money right back to him. That's why they give you the stimulus checks, because you know they know you're going to take all that money and put it right back in the economy, put it right back in the system, put it right back. And guess what? The money that they gave you last 3 months ago, that's that same money that they giving you again, because you took that $1,400 check that they gave you 3 months ago and you put it right back in the system. You put it right back in the economy. And guess what? They using that same money with another $600 added, because they said they're going to give you $2,000 this time. They're going to add $600, but they give you the same money over and over and over again. People, can we wake up? Can we snap out? Can we snap out Israel? Can we snap out Gentiles? Can we snap out leaders? Leaders, wake up. You done led the people the wrong way. You done led the people to be weak. It's a food. God have food, good food for our body. God food give us health. health, wealth. It make us well. It make us smart. It make us function the way that we need to function as his people. That's why he told our ancestors, you must have your own food. You must have your own everything. No, I don't want that food that Canaan got over in there. When you get to Canaan, I want you to tear down all them fruit trees. I want you to burn all their gods up. I want you to burn all their altars up. I want you to kill all their kids. I want you to kill them. I don't want nothing that they have. I want you to go to Canaan, tear down all their altars and all of that. I want you to build your own food, your own water, your own everything. So no, the God of Israel don't want nothing from this earth, from the beast and his system. So Satan food, God food make you healthy, strong, you and your children. That's why all your kids weak and they got chemotherapy and all kind of stuff. Satan food make you sick. All the food in the grocery stores that you keep eating, all the food in the restaurants that you keep eating, you and your children, you're just getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. Why? Because you're supposed to have your own food, people. Clothes. Satan clothes, all their clothes, they have his symbols on them, the symbol of his kingdom. He got all kind of symbols and signs and pyramids and all kind of stuff on his clothes of this earth that represent him. No, I don't want to wear their clothes. I don't need Satan clothes. But Satan clothes is not going to make me, get away from me, get away from me. Satan clothes is not going to make me look and be and feel like the queen that I know I am. That I know I am. So the God of Israel, get away, get away. So the God of Israel could actually, get away from me. Y'all go, CDI, excuse me, people. See, put these dogs outside. Excuse me, people. We get rid of these dogs. They're all up under my feet. So no, I don't need his clothes. I'm going to learn how to sew, and I make my own clothes. I make my own clothing line, Pete. My own clothing line. I ain't talking about no T-shirts, but them Hebrew Israel like GOCC and all them sell, little T-shirts. That's all they sell, T-shirts and little hoodies. All that stuff is Gentile clothes, man. Gentile clothes. Selling it to the people that's members of their church. You wrong. You don't supposed to close the door, please. You don't supposed to sell nothing to your Hebrew brothers and sisters. Give it to them. Making merchandise out of God's people. That's all they doing. They wrong for that. Wrong. So guess what, people? So all his clothes got who he is, his symbol, his name. And God's clothes is holiness. It symbolizes righteousness. Put fringes in your clothes. Borders of blue. Wear silk. Wear linen. Wear purple. Royal apparel. I'm getting ready to leave, people. Entertainment. The beast system. They got football, movies, video games, music. All kind of satanic sexual pornography, all kind of stuff. Women going up and down poles, selling themselves. Masturbation. This beast system got everything set up. Women playing with their private, masturbating with dildos and all kind of stuff, people. He got a lot of entertainment, don't he? A lot of things to keep you people connected and conformed to this world. And this world is the beast and his system. So with that, people, I'm going to say I talk to you people next week. I get a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, I got another scripture. I'm still here, people. Let me go ahead and read these last two scriptures. Psalms 119:47. Let me read these last two scriptures. Psalms 119:47, people. Could you bring me some water, bro? Psalms 119:47, people. Media! Water, please. Excuse me, people. 119:47. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands, Psalms 119:48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandment, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Y'all see what David said? I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Delight myself. For Psalms 119:47 is Hebrew 81:73. I would delight myself. It say in a good exception, in a good exception to look upon with complacency, pleasure, amuse, stare, cry out, delight self. I would delight myself in your commandments. Commandments in Hebrew 46:87. A command, whether human or divine, law. So you got human, which is the law of this land. And you have divine, which is the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to delight myself in the law of the God of Israel. It's a law, which was command, meant law, ordinances, precepts. Precepts. The Bible is full of precepts. The Bible is full of the principles of life. The principles of life is the law, is the precepts. Last one. Philippians 3:15-19. Last one, people. Philippians 3:15-19. Thank you, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel, for giving me time to finish this. Philippians 3:15-19. Excuse me. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule. What is that rule? The 613 laws that's up in the Torah. We must walk by the same rule, which is law, the God of Israel. You people are so divided. You're so lost. You're so confused. You don't know your right from your left, your up of your down. We must walk by the same rule. That rule is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's only one God. It's only one creator with one rule and one way and one law. And all that other stuff that y'all people doing, throw it out the window in the trash. Because guess what? It'll never get you nowhere and nobody you know nowhere or your children anywhere. Right now, my son, he's 30-something years old. Still ain't got nowhere. I got another son, 20-something years old. Still haven't got nowhere. You tell me who have got somewhere that you know. Family, out of your family, your kid. Tell me. What, he a CEO of a corporation? That ain't nowhere. You just working for Satan. That's all you doing, working for Satan. Oh, you're a doctor at the biggest hospital, the best hospital in your city? That ain't getting you nowhere. All you doing is upholding Satan medication to kill people. All that medication that they give you. The God of Israel ain't never told you to take no medication. He told you to take herbs for your healing. Herbs is for your healing. It's a scripture in the Bible. Herbs is for your healing. Herbs is for your health. He ain't never told you to take no medication, and he ain't never told you to be no doctor. He told you to be shepherds. He told you to be farmers, shepherds. Take care his earth. That's what he told you, Hebrews. Take care his earth. He ain't never told you to be no doctor, operating on people and all of that stuff, and putting all the, giving people all that medication, satanic medication, pharmakey, all that stuff. People been on chemotherapy 10 years, they still got cancer, man. Come on, man. Please stop it. Stop it. You doing something big because you got a doctor's degree and you're a doctor, you're a nurse. You ain't getting nowhere. You ain't doing nothing. You upholding the system. You upholding the law of medication. That's another law. Law of medication. Let me give you some medication because I think you got lung cancer. Yeah, oh, yeah, I see it. I see lung cancer here. And yeah, you know what? You know what? And you got diabetes, and you know what? Your kid's going to get it, too. So you know what? Let me give you this, and let me give you that. Oh, my God, some of you people got 10 bottles of medication, and you still sick with diabetes and high blood and all the rest of it. Please, people. Please. Please. It's nothing but a delusion. It's nothing but a big old fairy tale. And a big old play. You know what a play is? It ain't nothing but a play. That's all it is. And guess what? You are the actors of that play that the beast and his leaders have set up in this earth. Let me keep reading, and I'm going to leave now. Psalms 3:16, I'm going to take this all the way to 19. We should have the same, walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things. Everybody is minding the same thing. Everybody go to work. That thing is Satan and his law and his rules and his earth. Everybody go to school so they get a certain age, graduate, then they go to college. After that, everybody's a dope dealer. Their kids dope dealers. Everybody robbers, killers. See what I'm saying, people? It's an everlasting system. An everlasting system, people, that they have set up in this earth. But that's not the same thing that we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to all be falling and serving and working for our God. No, you don't love the God of Israel. You don't love your Creator. You say you do. You believe you do. But what, I want to ask a question because I asked a brother this earlier. I said, brother, you say that God is your Father. And you say that you love him. What evidence do you have in your life? What evidence do you have to prove to yourself and to prove to the God of Israel that you love him? And I'm going to ask you people the same thing. What evidence do you have to say that God is your father and that you love God? What evidence? Going to church? No, that can't do it. He ain't never told you to do that. He hates church. He hates religion. Paying your tithes? No, he ain't never told you to do that. Tithes is food. You don't need your money. He don't want your money. Tithes is food. He never told you to do that. What? What evidence do you have? Speaking in tongues? No, he ain't never told you to do that. Peter and them didn't speak in, no, la, 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 ha, ka, 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 da, da. No, no. They spoke in a language. But if people that was there could understand what they were speaking in. So no, that ain't going to do it. What evidence, Pete? Being baptized? No. What evidence do you have that you love God? What, because you keep the dietary law? You're not keeping the dietary law, Hebrew Israelites. Why? Because you go up in a grocery store and eat the meat that Satan have created in this earth for you to eat. So no, you're not keeping the dietary law. You are polluting the temple with that satanic food up in the grocery stores. So no, that ain't going to do it. So what evidence you have? What evidence, Pete? You don't have any, Pete. The only evidence that you can have that you are God's child and he is your father and that you love him is to keep his 613 laws. Now with that, people, I'm going to go to my last two verses. So it say Philippians 3:6. Let us mind the same things. Brothers, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemy of the cross of the Mashiach. Or Messiah. They are the enemy of him. And that's what you people are. The enemy of the Son of God. And the enemy of his Father. Why? Because you upholding. You lining up behind grocery stores. You letting them scan your brain to death. You upholding their law, their education, their food, their everything. You upholding. You the consumer. You are the consumer of the beast and his system. You the consumer. You are his servant. You didn't know that, did you? You are actually the servants of Satan, and you don't even know that. You don't have no evidence in your life that God is your father. Other than you're a member of a church. So with that, people, that's why Apostle Paul said, not apostle, that's a Greek word, Prophet Paul, say, I am weeping and telling you that there is some that are the enemy of the cross. All them people back then, when Paul and Peter don't walk the earth, they wanted to stone them to death. They killed them. They beheaded them. They did all this stuff. All of that. Why? Because they are the enemies of the Son of God. They are the enemies of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they killed Paul. They killed Peter. They killed all of them. Exactly, people. Many are called, but only few are chosen. There will be a remnant. Only 10% will make it out of the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that's in this earth. With that, people, I'll talk to y'all next week. They already cut me off. Bye-bye. Did you take me some fish out? Oh. Leave her alone, man. She don't want you messing with me. You checking on her? She laying in? Yeah, she laying. Leave her alone. She laying them in there. She said, leave her alone. You see her talking to you?